Hi, did you know that TV commercials emit a tone that's inaudible to the human ear that your smartphone picks up, letting advertisers know which ones that will deliver targeted ads to you? Isn't that crazy when you think you're not being listened to, when you think you're all alone on your phone, you're always being watched by Big Brother no matter what you do in your life, even on your phone, even in the bathroom while you're scrolling to Instagram, they're listening in, they're watching you, everybody's watching you. Isn't that crazy? It's the world we live in now where you can't trust a single soul. So welcome to an episode of Nevermind a Broadcast, and I'm your host, Izzy Smut. So welcome. So this first band, actually Kurt from Dismantled Records, sent them over to me, and this is never heard before. They're called Ancient Rage. They're from Oakland, California. Phil Heck, singer of Monster Squad. This is his new band, and my goodness, I listened to it. And they're a street metal punk rock and roll band. And this is unlike anything I've heard before. It's just so cool that when people can put two completely different genres and put them together and make it work. And there's not many bands that could do that. Like, yeah, you could say like, you know, Motorhead was kind of like the pioneers of that. But, you know, there's a lot of people that do it, but they don't do it well. You know, they try to copy the Motorhead sound. And some people, you know, and some people will make it sound amazing, but some people just don't have it. Like, it's just, you can kind of tell that they're just copying verbatim what Motorhead did and copying what other bands do. But this is just all on its own. It's just a tremendous, just a cool, cool style of music. And I feel like that, I love when people can bridge the gap and put different genres of music together. I feel like that's the way to do it, to be unique. And that's what gets you noticed, is to put different different kinds of genres together and make it work and make it sound like your own. So that takes talent right there. So this song is No Justice by Ancient Rage. So that was No Justice by Ancient Rage. And this next band, I love this band, they're called Dogface Bastards. And they have a couple of announcements that they wanted me to to spread the word about. And it's so cool because they're coming here for an East Coast tour, and I really think everybody should go and see them. They're a tremendous band. And here are the dates that they have. So they have August 16th, Syracuse, New York, at Funk and Waffles with War Lovers, which is another great band, super talented people. Love them. And August 17th, they're going to be in Connecticut, Wallingford, at Cherry Street Station, again with War Lovers and so many more bands. Like, that show is insane. That lineup is tremendous. Like, if you guys got to go to that one, everybody should. And then August 18th, they're going to be in Philadelphia at Philharmonica with Fuck's Sakes. That band is funny. I like the band name. It's just funny. I find myself saying that half the time when I'm frustrated. They're a tremendous band. They're super talented. Definitely check them out at those shows. And they're coming out pretty quick, so check them out. And I'm super happy that I have another song to play for you guys. So this is No Honor Amongst Thieves. Check them out. Dogface Bastards. They are killing it. And just keep killing it. And check it out. Spread the word, go to their shows, and enjoy. So that was No Honor Amongst Thieves by Dogface Bastard. And this next band is from Bram. This is Bram's new band. He does the vocals for the band called Battle Sights. And he runs Truck Stop Toilet Records. And if you look at the artwork, it's tremendous. It goes hard. They're from Denver, Colorado. They are Oi Street Punk band. And the song is called Take Aim from their Take Aim EP. It's just, it goes hard. I love it because it reminds me of back in the day when you went to a Casualty show, you know, before they got canceled. Well, they're not canceled now because they're still playing shows, even though they have a new singer and people still are being weird about it. But yeah, so when you went to Casualty shows and you were just singing along to music in the pit, just living it up and just enjoying the hell out of the music and just living for it, just living in the moment, being with your friends and just singing along. That's what this band reminds me of. It's just like that street punk sound that we all miss and crave, because a lot of music, especially punk, has gone in different directions nowadays. And this is just going back to the roots of what we love, you know, like what punk is, and I love it, and it's so good. I'm excited for this band. I think this is an awesome band, so definitely check them out. And also check out Truck Stop Toilet Records. They always release amazing stuff. Well, not they, it's usually Bram. Bram released a bunch of amazing stuff, and he's a talented guy, super smart, super cool, and I love everything he does. So this is Battle Sights with Take Aim. So that was Battle Sights with Take Aim. And this next song is from LJ and the Sleaze. And it's basically, his name is Matt, and he writes all the songs. And I love when people can do their, you know, when it's just one person doing all the song themselves. I feel like that's the ultimate DIY. It's super cool. And, you know, it shows how, you know, how talented you can be, somebody can be when they can write everything themselves and, you know, and release their own music. And, you know, it's hard to do that. Like, I try to do that. It's hard to continuously do that because, like, you're it. Everything's on you. Like, your lyrics, your music, every single part of the song is on you. And I only have respect for that. So, LJ and the Sleaze, they're a sleazy rock band from Richmond, Virginia. And this song is from the Dead or Alive album that came out on Bandcamp. It's super awesome. It kind of reminds me of Sick Thoughts. He does the same thing as well, where he just writes all this music himself, and it's just very like garage punk. It's something that I've been falling in love with more, is just people doing it themselves. And I give tremendous amount of credit to people who just do that. And I like this song because it ain't easy being sleazy. It's just like a very like I don't give a fuck song, and I love his music. I love LJ Sleaze's music because it's just like very I don't give a fuck if you like it or not. Like it's just like you like it, cool. If you don't, fuck off. It's not like everybody else that like please like my music, please be my fan. They're like, you don't like it, shove it up your fucking ass because I'm gonna play it anyways. And I love that kind of attitude. I feel like that's like the punk rock way to, that's such a punk rock attitude to have, just to not give a flying fuck what people think and just do your shit your own way. So this song is Ain't Easy Being Sleazy by LJ and the Sleaze. So that was Ain't Easy Be Sleazy by LJ and the Sleaze. And we're up to the last band in this episode. So there's just been a lot of things that's been going on with me. Like I recently became a mom, so it's just been very busy here. And I am loving it. It's been, you know, a lot of people you know, say, oh, well, if you have kids, you're done doing, you're done following your dreams and all that stuff. And fuck those people. My goodness, they're miserable. You know, you could still find time to do things. Because I could easily just been like, I could take a long break and not do the show, but I still find time to do it. You know, if you love something, you find time to do it. Like, you don't give up on yourself because, you know, you have a new addition to your family. I hate that mentality. I hate when people blame it there, you know, that I had to give up everything and then put it on the kids and be like, oh, because of you and all this stuff. You know, because there's just some people that are just miserable, whether in their lives or not. They just have that, you know, people will have kids because for weird reasons and not, you know, just to, you know, make your family better. And having a kid, having a baby, it's just like, it changed my life for the better. And it's a roller coaster of emotions because I've never loved something so much in my life. You know, I'm super proud and super happy. And, you know, it's been a whirlwind. And I, you know, I feel like I became a new person now. It's like I went through this whole change, you know, seeing this human being that I love so much. And I didn't think this would ever happen. And so, you know, what people like to, you know, be a hater, or, you know, being negative about kids or all that stuff, I don't listen to them because, you know what, maybe you hate your kids. I don't know. Like, I just feel like people are just very negative about everything and they just need to chill, you know, like just, I don't know, go find a hobby, find something that you love doing. And this is what I love to do. You know, you just got to find time to do these things. And it's hard. It's going to be hard. A lot is just like when bands are doing music and playing shows and recording, you're finding the time to do that because it's what you loved to do. So never let anything stop you. You know, try to find the time if you love it, and you will. So that's my take on that. You know, a lot of people, you know, very negative outlook on life. And I'm just saying, you know, just try to, you know, give yourself some grace, but also try to find stuff that you love. So enjoy. This band is called Quick Change. They're from Wilmington, Delaware. They're a melodic garage band, rock band. And this is from the song called Lip Service. The album Lip Service. And the song's called Pariah. It's an awesome song. They're a newer band. And I have a feeling they're going to be playing all over, everywhere. So give it a shot. Listen, follow them. This is Quick Change with Pariah, brought out.
Where would you do that?